This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
Ah, boy. Well, it was Steve Yzerman and Darren McCarty in the number one of the top five most iconic moments at Joe Louis Arena. Number one was when Steve Yzerman, McCarty, and the team, 1997 Red Wings, won the Stanley Cup in front of the hometown crowd. It's time for our Red Wings Weekly on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings, by the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and the fabulous The Capitol Grill. Mr. Steve Courtney is here with Mr. Darren McCarty.
Always great checking in with.
Nostalgia weekend.
It is.
Nostalgia week, isn't it?
Yeah.
The three of us go back a long, long way.
Yes,
it's
we do.
Always great to talk to you. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing
right,
great,
D-Mac.
Darren. I'm glad you're doing well.
Always a pleasure checking in with old number 25. And, Darren, the boys got off to a very nice start under first-year head coach Jeff Blashill. 3-0, as a matter of fact. Things have gone a little sour lately. Two-game losing streak going into Edmonton tonight. What do you like about this club so far?
I like everything about this team. The best way that I can put it is that if you walk into a room, maybe in the past few years, and it's 60-watt bulbs, and you walk into the Joe now, and it's all LED lights, they're only going anywhere but up. And obviously, it's a young team, and obviously, everybody's we're excited to get off to such a great start. Opening night was phenomenal. Things that they're doing at the Joe, obviously, the excitement with Jeff Blashill and you know, you can say Dylan Larkin and all these young kids. You got to remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, you go into Montreal with the, you know, 3-game winning streak. Montreal right now, I'd say, is the odds-on favorites to win the cup right now, the way that they're playing and the team that they have. So I'm looking for the bounce back. It's obviously the West Coast trips are always a big one, but it's tough when you're 5 games into the season and then saying, oh, this is a big game. But, I mean, they're all big games, but I'm not worried about this team at all. I like everything about them. I was up at training camp. The atmosphere, the talent, the coat from everyone, from the guys that sweep the floors at the Joe to Mr. and Mrs. Zillitz through the organization. Everybody's pumped for this season, and everybody should be.
Darren, you mentioned Dylan Larkin, and here is a kid that has been very impressive. As a matter of fact, his offensive skills remind me of yours when you just got in the league.
Yeah, right.
He's had at least 1 point in his first 5 career games. He's kind of making it look easy, isn't he?
Well, I see the similarity, the speed, right? You see that, you know, he's got the speed that I had, right? But, yeah, whatever. No, I think that, you know, people got to realize, and I don't know if it's something with this 96 birth age, where going into tonight, you're going to have two of the top young guys in the league, and Connor McDavid, who went number one overall to Edmonton this year, and you have Dylan Larkin playing, but you also have that Jack Eichel in Buffalo. It's just a different age, and it really speaks volumes to the Red Wing organization and Kenny Holland, because, you know, I think Yuri Fisher was the last one, and then Stevie. Kenny likes to let them percolate down in Grand Rapids and get some time under their belt, but this goes to show you how special this kid is at 19 years old, and being from Waterford and being the hometown kid, to be able to come in and to make an impact and play on that first line and to be really effective. So, This is a kid that's going to be around for a long time, and something special to watch.
Can't wait to see Connor McDavid tonight. As a matter of fact, he, like you mentioned, D-Mac, the top overall pick, a team-high 3 goals, 2 assists early on for this Oilers franchise. If there's one thing, Darren, the Red Wings need to button up, it would be on the defensive end of things, giving up 9 goals in their last 2 games.
Yeah, you know what, and that's the thing that it'll come to, and you got to look at, you know, there's some youth back there, obviously. It's great to get the Kaiser back. You know, Marchenko, he's a young guy too. It's just, they're going to have to feel their way and tighten it up defensively. I know I'm excited this year because we got a two-headed monster in net and 1 and 1A with Jimmy and Peter Mrazek. I'll tell you that, Jimmy Howard is going to have a big year this year. You know, physically and mentally, he's there. I think that you got to understand, you know, I laugh because we were up at training camp, and we had a Team Fisher versus Team Draper a hockey game, and I was on Fitch's team, and Blasher was our goalie. And I said that, well, if Howard goes down and Mrazek goes down, it might be the first time in history that your third goalie comes from the head coach behind the bench. So I think what really helps those people got to realize is that he's a goaltender, so he's got goaltender mentality. So I think that he can relate a lot to Mrazek and a lot to Jimmy, and I think that just speaks volumes to how valuable Jeff Blasher is behind the bench.
Well, Darren, last time I saw you, we did the one-on-one when your book came out at that event in Livonia. It was very well received. What are you up to now, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm still doing a lot of stuff with the Wings as far as marketing, PR, doing some different radio stuff, but in the commercial real estate right now.
That's good for you. Who are you doing that with?
Cushman Wakefield, which is number two globally in the world, and been able to learn something new and something that's very exciting for me. And anybody needs any commercial real estate or industrial stuff, you can give me a call.
Look at you, real estate mogul.
Excellent. I love that.
Huh?
Yeah. It was. I said to everybody because like you said, you will go back to when we did the interview. I moved down to Florida for a couple of years,
right,
to get away to write the book, and then just too much opportunity, so I moved back, and I tell everybody, I got tired of golfing every day.
I bet.
So I had to come back.
Yeah, it gets old, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. I know what I want to do in about 10 years, so it's all good. I'm real excited, and it's something that keeps me busy. It's a new challenge, but it's something that I'm really enjoying.
Darren, will this affect your choice for Halloween? The top children's costume continues to be Batman for the boys. Are you thinking about going as Batman, or what are you going to go as?
No, I think that my wife was talking about that. I think we're wants to go as either Clay and Gemma from Sons of Anarchy, or maybe Dog and Beth from Dog the Bounty Hunter. So
I see you playing Dog. Yeah,
there you go. Right, exactly.
I see that.
I'm the big bad dog. Yeah, I could do that.
Could go as a Ninja Turtle. A little reference to Lemieux there.
Well, you know what? That wouldn't be me. Right. I have to be like Swiper or whatever.
All right,
whatever, Swish or whatever that rat was.
Hey, Darren, congratulations! And name the company again. You're doing commercial real estate for, in case anyone wants to reach you.
Yeah, Cushman Wakefield.
Cushman Wakefield's a big
company. Towers Watson, yeah, ninth floor Towers Watson building in Southfield.
Good for you. Darren McCarty, Ring.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, sir. The Red Wings Weekly on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings, the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and the fabulous The Capitol Grill.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.